Welcome back to BCX Connects. I'm Harith Peck. I'm the Managing Executive for Cybersecurity at BCX. Today, we're going to be focusing on AI, artificial intelligence in cybersecurity. AI has moved from science fiction to boardroom reality. It's reshaping industries, redefining productivity, and now it's transforming cyber. But as AI becomes more capable, it also becomes more unpredictable. It's both a shield and it's a weapon. So depending on who's holding it. In this episode, we'll trace AI's journey in cybersecurity and unpack the rise of what we commonly refer to as shadow AI and discuss the dual nature of this technology. So with me today, I have Chris Bester. Welcome again, Chris. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So what we're going to be discussing is around how this artificial intelligence empowers defenders but it also amplifies attackers. You know, we've mentioned things like, you know, artificial intelligence is what we refer to as a force multiplier. It amplifies and multiplies any kind of activity and actions that is being focused on. So Chris, as we're going to be exploring, I think we're going to touch on the digital defense and the governance around AI. But before we begin, I want to just take the listeners through a little bit of the evolution of AI. You know, this it's actually been 75 years of learning.
That's right.
Yeah. AI story is one of persistence and reinvention. So from Arthur Samuel's self-learning checkers program in 1949 to IBM's Deep Blue defeating Garry Kasparov in 1997. Yeah. I still remember having those Garry Kasparov chessboards in the 90s, again showing my age. Each milestone, marked a shift in the program logic to adaptive intelligence. But by now, by the early 2010s, deep learning had started to take over and cybersecurity tools began moving away from static signature-based detection towards behavioral and anomaly-based systems.
Right.
So today with the very popular and common large language models like ChatGPT, you have the DeepSeek and Claude, etc. AI can reason, it can explain, it can adapt in ways that was once unthinkable. And we also know it also hallucinates, right? And we'll discuss that.
Yeah.
So I think, Chris, when you look at this evolution, I mean, you've been part of this journey, right, on this evolution. So how do you see that line between that human judgment and machine reasoning changing in cyber?
Yeah, Harry, it's interesting. I mean, with the coming of ChatGPT and the large language model, it put AI in the hands of the common man in the street, where it used to be just big corporates like IBM and Google that played in that playground. But the ultimate goal of the AI gurus, I think, is to get to a point where human judgments is just sidelined and where the machine can be the judging entity. But, you know, like in the super AI scenario that we discussed at length as well at the security summit. Yeah. For me, though, there's one thing that AI will always lack, and that's that human intuition, that gut feel or sixth sense. You know, with everything looks perfect, but you feel that it's not. You know, that feeling that makes you dig deeper. That's for me. I don't think AI will get to that point where.
And
you
I think
and
that's
place
yeah,
that.
I think, and that's a very important point for our listeners to understand, is that AI is not replacing analysts.
Mm-mm.
Right? It's reshaping the scale. It's reshaping the scale and speed at which they operate. So it's not there just to rip and replace. So I think shadow AI is something that we touched on in our last episode very briefly. And we've reached a stage where AI isn't just in a lab, right? It's in every app, in every workflow, every process. But it's not all sanctioned, and that's the challenge. We're now seeing the rise of what's being called shadow AI. Now, just like shadow AI before it, you know, Shadow AI presents innovation without oversight. Now, employees experiment with AI tools, automate tasks, you know, they build models, you know, without formal governance. And the difference, you know, Shadow AI learns and it evolves, and it can also expose data or create unpredictable outputs. So how serious, I mean, so from a compliance and governance perspective, you know, this threat of Shadow AI, should organizations ban it or find a way to embrace it responsibly?
You know, experience, life experience actually showed us that if you ban something, people find it, they find it a challenge to break that ban, you know, to go to circumvent the things that you put in place to ban it. So for me, you know, let me call it the curious minds, you know, you should really embrace it or put your guardrails up and govern, put your governance in place. You know, don't jeopardize your security. But if you can even go as far as create a fenced off playground for your shadow ITers, you know, your the guys that
so things like ethical frameworks.
Exactly. Yeah. You create an environment where they can be innovative, but where you have control and we can make sure that it doesn't go out of the boundaries of that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I like that. Because exactly like you're saying, I mean, banning AI won't stop its use.
No,
I mean,
for sure
it's embedded in everything that we do nowadays, right? The answer lies in governance, creating visibility, setting boundaries, and embedding ethics in the design. And I think what's important is, like we discussed last week when we spoke about the, you know, technology in the workforce, it also spills out into your home life as well.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this specifically from like my children, you know, and how children are interacting with artificial intelligence as well, you know, the way they're studying, the way they're consuming data. So all of these kind of ethical frameworks and controls need to have an element of a spillover into your private life.
Yeah, and it's inevitable. It's inevitable. You can't get around that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, AI is, there's a bit of a promise, right? I mean, you know, and that promise is around, you know, strengthening cyber defense. I mean, we know the big challenge in cyber is like skill shortage is probably one of the biggest challenges. With there's millions of vacant roles for worldwide available because, you know, with the roles can't be filled, there's no skills. Now, on the positive side, AI has transformed cyber defense. Machine learning can detect patterns across millions of data points. Identifying
very fast as well.
Yes, and identifying anomalies, you know, the humans might miss. Now, predictive analytics allow us to anticipate threats before they strike. Automated response is another breakthrough. AI can contain and, you know, neutralize threats in seconds, reducing the dwell time dramatically. And its scalability is unmatched. From a human perspective, we can't scale. So processing the data volumes that overwhelm even the largest security team. So that is really one of the benefits and the promise that AI gives. But how AI is changing the SOC environments, I mean, you know, how do you see that? The way analysts operate in the next 5 years, what's your prediction on that?
Harry, for me, I mean, you made a statement earlier that AI is not a replacement, or you're not replacing analysts. But in a SOC environment, your level one analyst, your triage specialist, that environment is almost entirely automated already. So the level, the analyst level, that level one analyst, and my prediction is that level where a physical human being is going to do that is going to sort of fade away.
Yeah.
And we're going to focus on the level two and three analysts, you know, where.
Yeah, I've seen examples, spoken to customers that said that they seeing that they're moving in that direction. Level zero, level one triage, you know, analysts. They started to automate those functions.
And to be honest, I mean, AI is going to do it better. on the automation level, on that level.
On that level. Yeah.
Just on that level. Moving up, we're getting back into our earlier discussion about human intuition.
Yeah.
But AI cannot replace.
So, I mean, look, then, from the SOC perspective, the SOC of the future won't replace analysts, like you're saying. It will amplify them.
Exactly.
So AI will handle the scale and humans will handle the context.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
I like that. I like it. Yeah, the scale is AI managed and human the context. The context is by human intervention.
But then again, we need to talk about the dark side of AI. I mean, you know, that's now when we're referring to the weaponizing of intelligence, right? Every technology that defends can also attack, right? So roughly 40% of modern cyber attacks now use AI in some form, whether it is now adaptive malware.
Only 40%.
I think it's probably more. Yeah. deepfake social engineering is getting really big, and automated phishing that learns from user behavior. I mean, worse is AI security models themselves can be poisoned and manipulated. You know, adversarial attacks. Now we've seen how they can corrupt data sets or even teach AI systems to misclassify threats. It's the digital equivalence of blinding your guard dog.
So the
thing is, we see, like, in the past with regards to how phishing emails have been written, you could pick it up with poor grammar, etc. Now with AI, you know, a non-English speaking threat actor can use AI to write a perfect email
that actually disappeared completely. You don't have that.
Makes, you know, that human factor that we spoke about in episode one about the, you know, picking up those kind of things. You need to be more on your guard, essentially. Yeah. So I think, how do you see, how should cybersecurity leaders prepare? And I always think about this, you know, for a world where attackers and defenders use AI weapons. That's always the new challenge that we have.
It's quite a challenge to actually answer that perfectly. But for me, Harid, the battleground hasn't changed. The tools or the weapons has. It became very sophisticated. The battleground is still the same. It's still good versus evil type of thing. So my worry is that leaders get complacent and think that AI is going to do it all for them. And that they will be protected. Just slap in AI, we're gonna be fine. You know, I had a conversation with my son the other day, and he got frustrated because he's been coding for a few years, and then he's frustrated with this, what they call it, AI kiddies, rather, that now use AI to write their code, and then he gets tasked to fix that. Because it's full of errors and it's not working properly. So, and he made the statement, he said, "Papa, AI is a tool. It's not a replacement."
Yeah,
and
exactly.
These guys need to realize that it's not a replacement.
Yeah.
So, and that is how our leaders have to think about, you know, the whole element of AI into cybersecurity. It is a tool. We have to embrace it, and we have to recognize that our enemy is also embracing it.
Yeah, so AI assurance is things that need to be looked at, validation layers, etc. I think, and that's where the resilience will shift from simply defending systems to defending intelligence that defends the systems is what needs to be looked at. So the dual use dilemma and the path forward, right? I think the dual use of the dual use nature of AI is perhaps its greatest paradox. The same algorithms that help identify threats can also create them. The same generative models that build code securely can also generate the exploit kits. The challenge now is to ensure that our adoption of AI is matched with that ethical governance that we spoke about earlier.
Yeah.
The transparent data use and accountable frameworks. This isn't just a technology problem. I think it's a leadership issue.
Yes.
I mean, for you in the governance world, right? What does a responsible AI look like in the security domain?
That's a bit of a loaded question.
Yeah, no, I said it on purpose.
Not that easy to answer. But I mean, the age-old saying that you have to think like a criminal to catch one. Mm. It's still coming to mind here. But that doesn't mean that you have to become one. And this is where we have to tread lightly and make sure that our internal governance is on par to make sure this tool does not become an insider threat and that AI is used responsibly within our corporate boundaries. And the only way you're going to do that is to put your governance frameworks in place and make sure your policies, it just make sure you're governed.
Yeah. And I think that's where the leaderships need to evolve. I mean, from managing systems to managing intelligence, AI governance must now be seen as core to the cyber strategy, not a compliance afterthought.
And that's true. I mean, really, I like that. Yeah. Yes.
Now, so I think, look, in closing, for me, AI is changing everything. How we detect threats, how we respond, how we're consuming information in our daily lives, but also how we govern. Right? But it also enforces forces us to confront an uncomfortable truth. You know, innovation's moving faster than regulation. That's a crazy reality. No, I mean, shadow AI, adversarial models, you know, you name it. You know, the dual use algorithms, these challenge our definitions of control. And the answer isn't fear, it's the disciplined innovation that we need to look at. The organizations that win this war, I suppose, will win with those that pair both the power of AI with strong governance, ethical frameworks, and that relentless focus on trust. I mean, trust is still the core fiber from a cyber perspective. So, Chris, thank you again for joining me. I really enjoyed this episode. And to our listeners, stay informed, stay curious, and remember, the future of cybersecurity isn't about defending systems. It's about defending intelligence itself. Thank you very much.
Thank you.